Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich savings plan.
Now, victims of domestic violence will soon be able to receive their full pay if they need to take leave from work. Domestic abuse leave will formally be introduced in the autumn with the publication of regulations setting out the rate of pay and guidance for employers, currently being developed by Women's Aid. And Sarah Benson, the Chief Executive of Women's Aid, joins me now. Good evening, Sarah. Thank you for joining me on Drive Time.
Hi, good evening.
We heard the Minister for Equality, Roderick O'Gorman, earlier on saying domestic violence leave gives a victim the chance to access support without impacting on their employment and income. It's important they can take this leave without worrying about losing income or being put at more risk. You're very pleased to hear his words today, particularly about this being paid leave.
Absolutely, yeah. Women's Aid have long been campaigning, along with many other colleagues, both in the sector and in the labour movement and across political parties, indeed, for the statutory domestic violence leave. It's something that has been tested in Australia and New Zealand for quite some years. It also is in Italy, but Ireland is definitely kind of blazing a trail in the sense of, you know, taking this step here and putting it on a statutory footing. And we really, really welcome the fact that the leave will be paid. Indeed, we don't think it would have been workable or a meaningful solution for survivors of domestic violence if it was anything other than full pay.
So, Sarah, how will it work?
Well, basically, the entitlement will be something similar to, you know, the way you have a statutory entitlement to a certain amount of sick days or force majeure. It will be only a maximum of 5 days paid leave over a rolling 12-month period. And it will be paid at an employee's normal standard daily rate of pay. I should clarify that Women's Aid are delighted to have won the contract with the department, and we will be putting out draft policies and guidelines to support employers. We'll have them ready to go when the minister commences the legislation, but it will be the minister who will actually set the regulations, not ourselves.
Yes, and we'll come to the guidelines in a moment, but when Minister O'Gorman confirms that it is paid leave, if you're in that situation, a dreadful situation, and you need to take work time off work, but it's 5 days in 1 year, a lot of people might say this is a much more complex problem than that.
Well, and indeed, you know, the employers that Women's Aid have been working with over a number of years now, they normally would offer actually 10 days paid leave. And indeed, a number of institutions like NUIG and others have also instituted a policy of 10 up to 10 days paid leave. But what I would say is it's a really important starting point. This is leave that can be used for things like going to court, for perhaps having a consultation and support from a specialist domestic violence service, perhaps to search for new accommodation if you're trying to exit an abusive relationship, and being able to do so under cover of work without financial penalty. But a lot of those who survive domestic violence or victims of domestic violence, they may not need the paid leave, but what will still benefit them will be the fact that all employers in the country now will need to put in place a domestic violence policy, recognising that this can be something that shows up as a workplace issue. It can affect an employee's performance, and this is a huge contribution then to destigmatizing the issue and providing other practical supports. It's not always about the paid leave.
So every employer would need a policy. It's something they have to be aware of. It could be an issue facing their staff. But I'm wondering, you mentioned breaking the stigma, I suppose. It must still be very difficult to go to your boss and to say, this is what's going on in my home situation, in my marital situation, and at home in my house. And I just
Absolutely.
Can't cope. I need time off. Will this make a difference?
We really think it will. And in fact, in Australia and New Zealand, we have been in touch with our peer organisations there to ask them precisely what has been the kind of positive aspect of having the statutory leave. And what they would say is what we would fully expect. And what we know is that even if an employer might respond full of compassion and, you know, and support, somebody doesn't know what's going to happen if they speak out. They don't know how their confidentiality will be maintained. They don't know who they should talk to. And so this now will put the onus on employers to put in place not very complicated policies, but policies then that will let somebody know if this is something that's going on, if it is impacting on you, if perhaps you maybe need a day off to do something, this is who you talk to. This is how it'll be handled. This is how your confidentiality will be maintained, in the same way that, you know, if somebody is sick, you have to maintain confidentiality. And it does not require employers to be experts on domestic violence.
I was just going
really
to say, a lot of
people
might be worried or intimidated, thinking, I'm going to say the wrong thing here, or this isn't my business, or I don't know what to say. When you talk about the guidelines you're developing for employers, what kind of support or help will be there for them in devising these policies and knowing what to say?
Yeah, well, we'll offer a template policy, which will be a basic one, which allows for employers of all sizes and all shapes to kind of make one that's fit for purpose for themselves. And things like, you know, how to handle confidentiality, perhaps recommendations on how it can be recorded. And in fact, one of the great benefits of the leave being full pay is it actually makes it much more simpler to administer and to keep confidential. It won't need to show up on somebody's pay slip. It can be maintained as a record, you know, in a discrete file. But it's also the other things that you might consider is if somebody is perhaps being abused when they are in work, you know, maybe if their work allows to offer them flexible start and finishing times, perhaps if they are being stalked or harassed by a current or a former partner, allowing them to maybe change their internal phone number if they are being harassed. So other practical supports that are very much around workplace issues. And of course, having that information there around onward referrals, you know, information around the Women's Aid National Helpline, the Male Advice Line, other resources and supports. And that also is something that all employees then become aware of, because it's visible in the policy. And if they have a colleague who discloses to them, they can say, look, you know, remember there's a policy here, or if you don't feel you need that, here's the number of the National Free Phone Helpline. So it's again part of building that community of support.
And finally, Sarah, we're talking, you're devising these guidelines. The minister says this will be in the paid leave will be in effect from autumn. Are we clear on dates as to when this will take place? We've lost Sarah on the line. I'll see can we find that one out. Sarah Benson there of Women's Aid, thank you very much for joining us. And if this is an issue that affects you, indeed, as Sarah mentioned as well, you may need help, and you can find details on rte.ie/helplines. Back shortly.